Oh, but not cut it, actually.
Not cut it out into pieces. Just sort of score it.
Oh, okay. A flat cake.
Okay, that was quicker than cutting out biscuits.
I guess so. Any kind of bread that would rise up?
I don't remember making that kind
of rolls or anything. So you didn't have any that you'd have in loaves? Would you call a different name for the kind that you buy at the store?
We didn't have bought bread.
Yeah.
The only time she bought bread was when she had Circle meeting and made sandwiches for Circle.
Oh, okay. Was that connected with the church? The women from the church would come. And, yeah. How far is the store? Did you have one?
Well, my
pretty close.
Yes, in our front yard. My daddy built the store in the early 30s, not too long before I was born. But I can't remember him running it. But a brother-in-law and a cousin ran it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a store like that.
Mm-hmm. One too far.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make any kind of homemade donuts or anything?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, and donut cutter.
Uh-huh.
We deep fried them and sprinkle sugar on them.
Uh-huh. Did you just call them donuts?
Mm-hmm.
Not too many people make those at home. What about for breakfast?
We had mush and eggs and hot bread.
Any kind of meat?
Yeah, we had ham and bacon and sausage. Country ham.
The salty kind?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about pancakes?
I don't think we had those that much. They didn't stick to your ribs to work. You had to have a good solid breakfast to work.
Yeah.
Okay. We used to have waffles, and mostly on Sunday night we'd have waffles.
Oh.
We do have waffles.
What kind of syrup would you have with them?
No, maybe honey.
Did you make your own honey?
We had our own bees.
How'd you do that?
Well, the bees did that. We had the hives. Now, you hadn't seen the honeybees, have you?
I've seen them sitting out, you know, like those, they're in drawers now.
Yeah.
Same way?
It's the hives, but it had frames that fits down in there, and the bees would make the honey around that frame, and you'd lift that frame up, and it was full of the honey.
But what about the bees?
Well, you smoked them, and they'd come out, and you'd get the honey, and then Daddy would clean the hive, and all, fix it back, and they'd go back in. They had the top
you
part.
Chase them away.
Well, they had
the
top part where the bees stayed and the bottom part where they built the honey as well as ours.
Uh-huh.
The ones now don't seem to have two parts to them.
I've never seen one up close. I've just seen
it. He had a thing that he made smoky in and he would pump it up and smoke it.
And it wouldn't make the honey taste smokier or
something like that.
Did you ever go out and get the honey?
I used to watch Daddy do it, but I stayed back.
Mm-hmm.
And he usually did it on a rainy, cold day when the bees were... So they had their own place in the hive they stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were usually in the hive then.
Mm-hmm.
Robbing their honey. Of course, you had to strain it if you didn't want the comb in it. You had to strain it to get just the honey. But we would chew that comb and it was like gum. Chew it till all the honey got out, spit it out, and go get another place.
Yeah, it was chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Real sweet, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.